Good morning, everybody. I come from Harbin Institute of Technology, and it's my great honor to present our work here. Our topic is about autoregressive model-based error measurement scheme for stereoscopic video coding. The report will include the following parts: introduction, proposed error measurement scheme, experimental results, and conclusion. First, let me introduce some background information. Stereoscopic video provides the video 3D sensation, and the inter-video correlation should in stereoscopic video should should be utilized for stereoscopic video coding, and popular stereoscope video coding usually adopt both disparity composition prediction and motion composition prediction. On the other hand, robust video transmission over aerophone network is a technical challenge for video coding, and error measurement, which can reconstruct lost video content at the decode side, is a major technique to deal with the problem. How to utilize the temporal correlation for error measurement has been widely exploited in single video coding, but error measurement for stereoscope video coding is not fully studied, and this work aims at the problem. Autoregressive model is an efficient description of random percent. The percent of its predicting filter data is as follows. Then, since AR has great ability of predicting filter data, and it will be desirable to employ AR model in error measurement for stereoscopic video coding. This is the basic prediction structure of two-video-based stereoscopic video coding. The left view sequence is coded independently by MCP, and we call it independent view. And the rest view is decoded by both MCP and DCP, and we call it inter-video predicted view. Obviously, the error measurement scheme for the two views should be different. So we propose a temporal AR model for independent view and a temporal inter-view AR model for inter-view predicted view. For independent view, we utilize temporal motion information to establish AR model and reconstruct the lost video content by the proposed temporal AR model. For the rest view, we utilize temporal motion information and the inter-view disparity information to establish AR model and reconstruct the lost video content by the proposed temporal and the inter-view AR model. In order to choose appropriate prediction vector which are used as prediction directions for AR model, we utilize the well-known boundary matching algorithm. The cost factor of BMA is defined as the absolute difference between the external boundary of the lost macro block in current frame and the internal boundary of the replaying macro block in the reference frame. For the independent view, we can approximate the current lost pixel as a weighted summation of pixels within a spatial window centered on the corresponding pixel in temporal correlated frame. With AR coefficients, we can reconstruct the lost video pixel. based on the piecewise stationary character of nature image, we can assume the AR coefficient and the motion remain the same for the lot macro block and the neighboring macro block. With the MSE and the LS, we can compute the AR coefficient and reconstruct the lot video pixel. Also, for the interview predicted view, we can approximate the current pixel as a weighted summation of pixels within two spatial windows, centered on the corresponding pixel in temporal correlated frame and interview correlated frame. Note that the corresponding pixel in the interview frame it can be indicated by the disparity vector. Also, we can compute the coefficients and request the lot video. Okay, in our experiment, we utilized the software DM10 to simulate a stereoscopic video coding system. And the left view is coded independently by MPP, and the right view is coded by both MPP and DCP. Three IO concealment schemes are simulated. They are temporal replacement, IO concealment tools in DM, and our proposed AR model-based IO concealment. The tested packet loss rates are 5%, 10%, and 20%. First, we assume that the left view sequence are transmitted correctly and the right view sequence are transmitted with packet loss. So there are no error propagation from the left view to the right view, and we can test the error concealment performance for the right view. From the table, we can find that our scheme has 3.70 to 6.70 error concealment performance improvement than the TR scheme and 1.58 to 3.32 improvement than the DM scheme. Then, we assume both the left and the right view sequence are transmitted with packet loss. From the table, we can see that our AR game has 3.71 to 6.05 error concealment performance improvement than scheme TR scheme and 0.62 to 1.23 improvement than DM scheme. Okay. Let me conclude our work. We propose an autoregressive model-based error concealment scheme for stereoscopic video coding. The method combines the temporal and the interview correlation in stereoscope video and the superior property of AR model. The method includes a temporal AR model for independent view and a temporal interview AR model for interview predict view. And we construct the lot video content utilizing by the proposed AI model. Okay, our introduction is done. Thank you very much.
We're actually ahead of time, so we have time for questions. So what type of network loss model were you using? Was it just uniform packet loss with the loss probability?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The packet loss model was random loss for the packets or bursty loss?
I'm sorry.
So if you can go back a couple of slides. you say packet, no, next one, packet loss rate. Was this random packet loss? Was it bursty loss? What type of?
The left field is transmit error free. So there is no error propagation to the right view. So we can test the error consumer performance for the right view only. Packet loss. The loss is random in the test.
Okay. And did you try also bursty loss? If you have burst, that is a sequence of losses?
I'm sorry, my English is poor. So maybe I can answer your question after speaking.
Okay. Other questions? Well, in that case, let's thank Xian Guang once again.
Thank you very much.